The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Put it down. Don't be a chode.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Walt Normuth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 2860 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Leasecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you beaches.
The fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam. Welcome to the show. Welcome to 2864. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button if you're watching on Rumble, on X, or on YouTube. Decided just to start streaming to YouTube today. But of course, if you want to watch the entire show, make sure you're subscribed on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Again, link is in the description for the entire show, because once we go balls deep, we know that the YouTube does not like that, so we are going to give the big ol' FU and show the whole thing on Rumble. So if you want to get the entire Knowledge Cock, make sure you're also subscribed on Rumble. Okay, thank you for being here, Beaches. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? It is March the 9th, and we are fresh off the Friday stream. Yesterday, we had an awesome show, and we went into overtime. We went into overtime, and we also have that available for members. If you missed it, we have a brand new Driving While Gaining. So if you missed out on that, make sure you go and give that a watch. If you're not a member, you can head on over to SwoleNormousX.com and join the fam today. Again, that's SwoleNormousX.com to join the fam, get access to all the private episodes, the private live streams. We have a round table coming up this Thursday. So it's awesome. If you missed overtime yesterday, you do not want to miss out on that. Cerny, go watch it. It's awesome. Go do it. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Let's get into it. We have a great Swole card. It is Saturday evening and you are going to absolutely love this one. Some of you that got the Swole text already know what this card is. So drop that in the chat down below. Let's summon the Falcon. Get today's party started.
Falcon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hailed it.
Thank you.
All right, fam. Hashtag sick fucking gains. Hashtag sick fucking gains. SFGs in the chat for a chance to win today's swole card. And yes, there's the Tainty Man.
Aww.
And we have the church. They're both sleeping. And they are ready to make some sick fucking gains. So if you're ready, let's moisturize and let's get into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, we talked about the overtime segment yesterday. So again, for members, available now, SwoleNormousX.com. Let's get into the first Swole Fam post.
What's in the box?
What we got, beaches? All right, from Sarah says, good afternoon, Swole Fam. I got my 5 minutes of brain gains in and I went outside to get some sun. Looks like it will be a nice day for a walk after work and then some Swollen 7. I'm thinking Swollen 7 core today and practicing my body weight squats and kneeling spinal twists. I'm finding that the more I do the exercises, the less they seem difficult. For example, I had to adapt kneeling spinal twists with a bolster under my knee because my quads are so tight. Well, good for you. Good for you. Adjust, adapt, and I will say it again. I've said it 1,000 times. Make sure you use the blocks, the straps, use a bolster. These are just great tools. A lot of people don't want to. People have an ego when it comes to doing anything, especially if you've been lifting for a while. You might have an ego when it comes to yoga, and a lot of people don't do yoga because they're not good at it. Well, shocker. You're not going to be good at something you never practice. And because they lift heavy weights or they have a lot of physical competency, just not specifically with mobility and yoga, that they don't want to use any props or anything else because they think it's training wheels. Please drop in the chat. Drop in the chat if you're in the Daily Swole Telegram chat on Rumble, YouTube, what your experience is with yoga. I'm telling you, if you've never used blocks for your yoga classes, you will get into positions and you will get the mobility and the range of motion that you never thought possible. Because what it does is, for example, if you use a bolster or blocks, it brings the floor up to you. So maybe you can't put your hands flat on the floor when you're bending forward. If you have blocks, you're able to put your hands on the quote-unquote floor, you're using blocks, and then you're actually able to inhibit the muscles and the tendons and the connective tissue that you're trying to lengthen. Because if you're just holding off the ground, you're still tight because there's active resistance because you're not actually making contact. Once you make contact, you are actually able to get into that pose because you're supported. When you're not supported, your body's just hanging there and the muscles that you're trying to lengthen are contracting to make sure that you don't break yourself, for example. So use those bolsters, use that stuff, use those props. And we have prop classes in Swolenormous X. So make sure if you're not a member, learn more at SwolenormousX.com. But if you're already a member, go to the yoga studio and check out the prop section, check out those prop classes because, man, those are game changers. A lot of people don't understand how effective props are and that they're actually a tool to get you into better positions. It's not a setback. It's not training wheels. You're not going backwards. You're actually moving forwards. All right, Celine. And I want to read some of these comments about yoga. I see a few on Rumble popping in. All right, Celine says, hi, I'm Celine. I need to lose about 40% of fat. I want to be there for my kids when they grow up, and I have finally have the opportunity to achieve the career of my dream. Well, welcome to the Swole Fam, Celine. So let's get a nice round of applause. Welcome. Glad you're taking action. I don't really know if this is a correct translation or if it was said properly. 40% of fat, that's not really, that doesn't make much sense. Maybe 40 pounds of fat. Unless you're 50% body fat or 60% body fat, I'm not even sure how possible that is or what the limit of how much percentage you could have of body fat. Probably, it's probably exceptional.
You okay?
Heard some chewing. Someone's chewing a nail.
Is it Tainty Man? Was it you, Tainty Boy?
Let's see. So, pardon for a second. So 40% of fat. You know, maybe 40 pounds of fat or whatever it is, but you are in the right place, Celine. So just stay focused, stay on target, and you'll be great. So welcome again to the Swole Fam. Some gorillas for you. I don't know if she's referring to BMI or just she's at 40% or needs 40 pounds of fat, but I really respect And I always say this for people that say they don't have time because of their kids. Really, you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to fill your own cup. You have to make sure that you are whole, that you are investing yourself. That way you can help the people around you. So you want to be there for your kids. Essential, obviously. Your kids need you. So make sure you take care of yourself so you can be there. Otherwise, you're not going to be there for your kids. So it's not, you're not taking away from them. You're actually giving them more of you because you'll be healthier, more vibrant. You want to be able to get down off the floor and get back up and all that stuff. All right, let's get into some emails, fam. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. If you want to get on the email list, make sure you go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Again, that's MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Let's get into the first email response. We're taking two on the emails, how to build discipline. So Michael, responding to this email, says, not giving up. You know the drill. Try and fail, start and stop. Is it the opposite of consistent or the most consistent? Can inconsistency be a constant? Ooh, you rock. Indian clubs are a lifesaver. Spit that coffee out and go to the fucking gym. All right, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. Sheesh.
Wow.
If you never stop, you don't have to start again. So stop quitting and just keep on moving forward. Adjust, adapt, change your approach maybe. But if you keep on stopping, then you're going to have to keep on starting again. So stop quitting. And Indian clubs, steel clubs, mace, all that stuff is fantastic. Get yourself a bucket of rice and a steel club, and it'll change your life. I'm telling you. Fucking awesome for the wrists, for the elbows. It's great for everything. All right, how to build discipline. Mike says, Papa Swolio, I am definitely being constant with my training since I finally decided that being fat was not acceptable. A friend of mine kept sending me the GTTFG videos by Papa until one day I got up and went. Now I get antsy if I don't go. I have developed a consistent mindset that my fitness and nutrition are not casual. They are essential. I have developed a routine that will bring me a better life. I will be consistent and continue to, quote, hammer that nail. Good for you. It's good America for you, bro.
Boom shakalaka!
That's fire. That's great. I love hearing those stories. You know, I say go to the fucking gym, but that's why I always say, like, the person that sent you this video, send it to people. Send it to people that are being lazy. Send it to people that need to go to the fucking gym. If you can't say it to them or you don't feel comfortable saying it to them, I'll say it. Just send me to them. Send me to them. Send me to their doorstep, which is their phone. They wake up and boom, they have a face in their grill yelling at them. Oh, send me. I'll go. I'll tell them the things you don't want to tell them. I'll do it. It's what I do. All right, fam. Are you ready? Time for some knowledge. Oh, YouTube's not going to like that song.
Copyright. You can't make money on this episode.
Who cares? Shut up. I'm playing it anyway. All right, fam. Remember, if you want to call into the show, tomorrow's Sunday, so probably got a few calls coming in. AskPapaSolio.com. Again, go to AskPapaSolio.com if you want to call into the show, and we'll get to the calls in an upcoming episode. So let's get into the first one. This one's from KaraAlexis03. Again, hashtag APS in the comments, and I'll get to you. I see you, Dennis, in the Telegram chat, so I'll get to that one next. KaraAlexis03, does birth control, Papa, does birth control cause weight gain? And absolutely, it most certainly can. A lot of women watching live. Make sure you comment down below, read some of your responses, because you could attest to that. What you're literally doing, a lot of what we do and we talk about here on the podcast with nutrition and lifestyle habits is to make sure that you are minimizing stress, which will release, you know, your body releases hormones for most things, hunger, satiety, being tired. Like, there's so many hormones are just chemical messengers, and there's different, many different types of hormones. But for example, if you are chronically exhausted, you have stress hormones, cortisol going up, just stress in general. Birth control is literally something that it's telling your body that you're pregnant all the time. Essentially, we're trying to avoid all the time things that are considered endocrine disruptors. This is as direct an endocrine disruptor as you could possibly use. It's literally just fucking up your body. Now, this is not medical advice, but I would look into this. If you're on this stuff, I would look into this aggressively. And my opinion is to get off of that as soon as possible. It's absolutely atrocious. So many women gain weight. So many women, they prescribe it to kids that have acne. You know why you have acne? It's because your hormones, you're going through puberty, and you probably eat like shit and you don't sleep. you're eating chemical garbage, you're not getting sleep, and you're stressed out. You're not exercising because you're in school just being sat in a chair staring at a fucking wall all day. Let's see. Here for the BS, 10 to 15 pound weight gain, but I was tired and eating like shit. Bookworm, birth control causes a ton of weight gain. Jarella, it makes you hungry and thus can make you put on weight. Cerny never took that shit. There's better ways. Cerny's got the pullout method. All right. That's old school. Old school.
Back in my day, we used sandpaper.
Okay. All right. Okay. Easy, Cerny. Easy. Easy. All right. Let's get to Dennis's question from the Telegram chat. You always say that it's better to do heavy weights and low reps for muscle improvement. So what is the purpose of having high rep movements, 15 to 25 reps? I'm doing swole season right now, and there's a few movements with high reps. You'll have to be more specific. I have to see the program. I know I wrote it, but I have to see it in front of me. So there's a little bit of a difference. Let me explain. If you're doing high reps, in general, here's a general way to think about it. If you're choosing higher reps, you need to go closer, including failure. If you want to get all those stimulating reps, you need to go much closer, if not to failure. If you're doing heavier loads, you can get the same progress, maybe even better, and minimize the fatigue by going within maybe one rep to failure. So today I did some sets. I did a push day. I did some sets where I did 5 reps, but I probably had maybe one more in the tank. So I go to like 1 RIR. But again, remember when I say 1 RIR, it's usually maybe 0 to 1. Because failure is technically you try the rep and you fail. That's failure. Doing a rep and then putting it down and being like, okay, I probably can't get another one. That's not failure. That's 0 reps in reserve. If you attempted the next one, you would fail. That's the approximation. But a lot of people stop and they still have 1 more or 2 more. They really don't train that hard or as hard as they think they do. So if you're using heavier loads, you're going to get much closer to failure much quicker and you'll generally be more effective. You do higher rep sets, you know, you're incurring more fatigue, but then you have to go much closer to failure. And that could be a downside for people because they might stop well before they actually are getting the stimulation from the sets. What I would say for higher repetitions, sometimes that could be beneficial for, and you're still going, trying to get towards failure because the load is decreased. It might be a little bit less stressful on your connective tissue. If you're not completely healthy or you have tightness or imbalances or issues, maybe you're better off. You might prefer doing 8 to 10, 12 reps to failure. But at the same time, you have to be aware of the fatigue. So it really depends on your recoverability and other factors. So for certain exercise, I might go 8 to 10 reps. I'm not trying to do like 4 or 5, but a lot of compound movements and maybe bicep curls. And certain exercises, for example, on chest press, I would do maybe 4, 5, or 6 repetitions, but I might not do the same thing on with a certain movement just because of maybe how I have to get into the position. So maybe you're doing dual cable cross for triceps and you're using wrist cuffs, for example. It might be hard to get in that position with a heavier stack. So maybe you do 10 to 12 reps instead of like loading up more weight for 5. Maybe you're training at home and it's hard to get into that position, but just keep in mind that you have the stimulation versus the fatigue. And then there's also just preference. So you can absolutely build muscle with 15 reps. You're just going to incur less fatigue by going heavier and maybe leaving 1 rep in the tank or 0 and doing less reps instead of doing 3 times as much. Because you're getting so much more mechanical tension and overload with heavier weight and lower reps than you are with more repetitions. But you might like it for specific single joint exercise or things like that. Or maybe you're doing you're decreasing the overall intensity for a recovery phase, or there's so many different ways to program stuff. Hopefully I hit an answer that was more coherent for you without being super specific to what you're looking at, because I don't know exactly what you're looking at, but that's the logic behind choosing one thing over another. All right. I love it when we totally nerd out and go on, all of a sudden the chat like slows down. So I'm trying to make sure that I still have connection. Everyone just paying attention. All right, TCAP says birth control is evil. I agree. Once doctors found out they can get away with a pill subscription, they took that business model. Oh, yeah, for sure. Think about that. Girls get on it when they're 16 and they're on it for their entire life. People are on that shit, eating garbage, not exercising, blah, blah, blah. Plastic bottles, all the other estrogen disruptors. And then they get off it when they're 30 or 35. Like, I'm going to have a kid. And they wonder why they can't get pregnant. It's like you were literally fucked up your system for 20 years. And you wonder like, huh, like the faucet just turns back on. It's like a switch. All right, I'm off the birth control. You've literally been, and then people have like ovarian, all this like cancer and stuff. It's all related. No question about it. They're not going to tell you that there though, because then they're going to be liable for billions of dollars and all that stuff. Absolute criminal shit. You know how you don't get pregnant? Don't stick a dick in there. Hey, I know that's controversial. Don't put a penis inside you. Don't have sex and then you won't get pregnant. Oh, you mean you're going to actually have consequences? Oh, you mean responsibility? Oh, you mean parents are going to actually have to parent? Oh, you mean as a culture, we shouldn't be on Tinder just fucking everyone left and right and not creating any social bonds and breaking apart the family? Oh, is that what we're... Oh, I forgot. Oh, sorry. Oh, you mean actions have consequences? Oh, right. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, if you don't want to have a kid and don't have sex, and then you're a higher value to men, and then men are going to want to be with you because you haven't been run through. So anyway... That was a lot for some of you, but take it in. Take it in. Sheena says, oh my God, I felt like I was losing my mind crying all the time when I went off birth control. Yeah. And like, it's, and then you get upset. And then you get upset because you realize I was told and encouraged to do this by all the doctors, everyone, this whole culture. And then you realize how much it was fucking you up. Same thing when you do elimination diet and all of a sudden you're eating well for the first time and you realize how much better you feel and you're thinking, oh my God, I was just poisoning myself. And all these people, the government, everyone's been telling me to poison myself my whole life. Hey, it's the food pyramid. Eat margarine. Watch out for those fats. Eat these vegetable and seed oils instead. And you realize you're just being lied to and scammed. And then you start waking up and you get pissed off. Yeah, PCOS, all this stuff is insulin resistance issues and birth control and all this. And look, I'm going on a rant here, but there's a lot of meat on this bone. Think about all the stuff dudes too, because most guys don't care. They're putting on Axe body spray and Old Spice and they're fucking up their testosterone and shit too. But think of how many more body products, you know, women use, from moisturizers and makeups and all the stuff. Women are just slathering themselves, tampons, you're sticking literally chemicals, most of the time bleached paper and all these other plastics and shit inside your cooch when you have your period, right? All this stuff is right upon, it's bad. Polyester, all these synthetics, it all matters. It all adds up. All right, let's see, Sash XXG. Papa Swolio, what to eat at night?
Because
you know,
is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
Yeah, you're just serving that up on a platter, aren't you? Pun intended. What to eat at night? Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Eat dinner. Eat food, or go to bed. I don't. What to eat at night? The same thing you would eat during the day. I mean,
the nighttime is the right time. The sun goes down. No one knows what's going to happen. I am just going to eat something.
Peter Lorre style. All right, just what to eat at night. You shouldn't be eating much super late, but have some steak, have some meat, have some ground beef, have some eggs. Eat well. Eat well. You shouldn't be eating super late at night, right? It should be a couple hours before bed. But, yeah. All right. Gabo God 25. Papa Swolio, do you really go to the fucking gym every day? Yes, I do. But I don't lift hard. Sometimes I just do some yoga or some mobility. When I say that, that means you need to invest physically into your body. Go for a walk. Maybe that's active. You know, when I say active recovery, you still just need time for your muscles to heal and to, you know, your body to repair and to physiologically, systemically and locally to repair and heal from the mechanical, you know, the damage and the tension and the overload. So active recovery is really just not sitting on your ass. It's a place mark. It's keeping you consistent physically, and it doesn't have to be intense training. I don't lift hard every day. You can't. I generally don't do two heavy lifting days in a row. Sometimes I'll do two on and then two off, but I'm not off in the sense I sit around. I'll swing a club. I'll do some sled. I'll do some, maybe I'll do a mobility session with weights, maybe yoga and mobility without weights, you know? So I'm still doing stuff, sauna, cold plunge, walking the dog. I'm being active, walking a lot, doing stuff, you know, and I'll do micro mobility. I'll bend back and I'll just do stuff during the day, but I might not be okay. I'm going to be lifting every day. You just really can't. When you're younger, you get away with a lot of shit because you recover faster, but you're better off focusing on recovery. The harder you train, the more you have to, people don't think of recovering hard, but a lot of that is just psychologically challenging because it's very easy to get obsessed with training. You get obsessed with results. You like the feeling of going, so you just do more, and you're training every day. You're doing cardio an hour a day afterwards, and you're in there all the time. More isn't better. So it's really more of a psychological challenge to not overdo it. And that's what Maximum Swole, the program in Swole Normus X, that's why it blows a lot of people's minds how much progress you can make when you actually train less. And it doesn't mean you're not training hard. Quite the opposite. You're training to pretty much failure. You're training maximally, Maximum Swole, but you're just getting more done with less volume and less overall fatigue and effort. I mean, not effort, but like psychological and systemic fatigue. And then you realize, holy shit, I've been burning myself out for decades. All right, let's see here. Frank Segreto. All right, let's see. Papa Soli, what's an awesome lower an exercise? Lower ab exercise? There's no such thing as lower abs. There's a rectus abdominis. There's no lower abs. There's just all the fibers, so make sure you're getting extension and flexion of the spine. Okay? Flexion and extension. A lot of people just do leg raises, and they think, oh, leg raises, if you're not getting spinal flexion, you're not getting your abs, you're just working your hip flexors. So make sure you're getting spinal flexion and extension. That's why having those rounded, you know, pads where you can stretch back. When you're doing cable crunches, you can round and make sure you're stabilizing the hips so you're just getting that spinal extension and flexion. Leg raises are great, but you need to be flexing the spine at the top. That's why you'll have some of those vertical knee raise machines are kind of angled back. That way, when you're hanging your legs, you're getting spinal extension. That's why they're angled backwards, not to be more comfortable. It locks you in there better, but you're also, when your legs are hanging down, you're getting more spinal extension. Otherwise, you're just doing hip flexor work. That's a weird question. What type of phone do I have? Not an Android. I'm not one of those people. Oh my God. But my Android. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I do have an iPhone. I used to have an Android one time. One time in like, since smartphones came out, one time did I have an Android, and as soon as I could, I went back. I had it for a while, and yeah, it's not as good. It's just not as good. It's not. Well, I can do so much stuff. You don't need to do anything on an Android that you can't do on an iPhone. It just works better. It just works better. It lasts longer. I had problems with that shit. I had problems with. This is more clunky. I'm sure they're better now, though. This was like, oh God, this was. I haven't had an Android for like, it was like 10 years. So, I know they're a lot better now. I'm sure. All right, Chibito, is pork a good source of protein? Yeah, if you get pastured, you know, you get really quality pork. There's a lot of people don't. It's just not as clean as grass-fed beef. You know, the multiple stomachs for the cows, they'll filter a lot more stuff out. They'll extract a lot more of the nutrients than like monogastric animals. It's just really hard based on like what most, you know, pigs eat and, you know, especially in concentrated feedlots and stuff, it's gnarly. So if you get like heritage breed pork and pasture raised or milk fed pork, you can get really high quality stuff. It's definitely good. I mean, I like bacon. I still eat pork bacon, but from those types of animal sources, like anything else, you just want the highest quality possible. So I personally would say, you know, you can have it once in a while, but I would make sure that you're, if you can, opt for the more ubiquitous, but grass fed and grass finished beef is going to be my go-to. So that's just what I do. Kara Alexis 03, have you ever played sports? I played a lot of sports growing up. Baseball was my main one that I played up into college. All right, last question. Good. We are ready. We're about to go to balls deep. All right, fam. So if you are any questions, Seven Pillars. Hey, by the way, if you have not yet downloaded your copy of the Seven Pillars, or you're interested in getting access to Maximum Swole or Swole Season and some of our other programs, make sure you check out SwoleNormousX.com. All the yoga and Swollen Sevens and stuff that we talk about in all the episodes over there for members, SwoleNormousX.com. All that stuff, everything that you need to crush all seven of those pillars is over there. Now we are moving over. So if you are watching on the YouTubes, make sure you head on over to Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Let's get a little America. We are moving into balls deep. So you can watch, if you're a member, you can watch in the Daily Swole Telegram chat and you can watch on the Rumble channel. So if you're watching on YouTube, I just wanted to start streaming there. I was like, yeah, what the fuck? I'll start poking around. I felt like I wanted to remind people that we are primarily on Rumble and it's not like I stopped doing the Daily Swole. So you can listen. You can watch also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, but it's time to go balls deep. So you can head on over to Rumble, and we'll be back tomorrow for Ask Papa Swolio Live. So, full show on Rumble in 3, 2, 1. All right, fam, let's go. Balls deep.
That's deep.
All right, that was fun. That was fun. I decided to just, I wanted to see, I was like, I wonder if the connection still works. So I decided to stream it to YouTube, but I'm not doing the full show on YouTube. And it's like, all right, maybe if they ban me, they ban me. If they block me, they block me. But you can get some more distribution over there. But if you want the full show, come on, we know about the censorship. I still don't want to feed too much into that YouTube. But I want the page to die completely. So doing a partial show, I think is totally reasonable. What do you guys think about that? All right, so YouTube is done. And then it's like, well, if you're going to watch the full show, just watch on Rumble. Keep building the Rumble channel, keep building the Rumble page. And that way, if you just watch on Rumble, you know, primarily, you don't have to switch. You don't have to switch during the stream. So it just makes sense to watch on Rumble. But just wanted to plant the flag on YouTube. YouTube doesn't deserve you. Oh, Cerny.
Aww.
Oh, Cerny. I mean, look, YouTube made so much fucking money. Google made so much money and Alphabet made so much money off YouTube. And they fucked over a lot of creators. I'm not the only one. They don't care about me, so they'll let me play a little bit. But once they block me for that one article, it's like, I just won't do any of the juicy stuff. Speaking of the juicy stuff. Let's talk about this. Fam, pick a number. Let's get into some balls deep. Pick a number. One? What? Pick a number one. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. 1, 2, 3, or 4. Drop it in the chat. All right, let's check out my X page. I reposted. I said this is some sick shit, and I don't really care what your thoughts are about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but this was from The Daily Show. So Daily Show, The Daily Show, the woke ass Daily Show that now, you know, they had Jon Stewart come back once a week to try to save the show and. You know, he's a hot mess himself. All these, you know, previous liberals that have just been shattered over the past like 4 or 5 years and their true colors coming out over the course of like the last few years has been kind of cringe to watch. But The Daily Show tweeted this and said, when you're a waitress at KKK Fridays instead of TGIF Fridays. So trying to make a little funny. Because she was wearing all red. She was wearing the Make America Great Again hat, which, again, I know people don't like Donald Trump and all that stuff, but that's such a great slogan. Make America Great Again. You know, it's just like, I don't care what you think about it and who you're going to vote for. That's whatever. But I'm just saying, let's just look objectively at the words. Make America Great Again. If you're against that, you're kind of like, you don't want to make, so you don't want to make America great again. Yeah, I do, but I don't want to make it's how do you disagree with that? I guess if you're a commie or something, you know. But the cringe thing was, obviously, Biden, if you watched clips or something from the State of the Union, he called Lakin Riley Lincoln Riley. Said it wrong. The teleprompters were wrong. Like, he said it wrong. He said, you know, the closed caption on the screen just said Lincoln Riley, not Lakin. It's a big difference. Lakin Riley, Lincoln Riley, Lincoln Riley. Okay. So she's wearing a shirt that says, say her name, has a pin, and has her picture on it. And the story is horrible. This girl was like assaulted and murdered. I don't know if she was raped or if she was like fighting off and she was like defending herself. And then she was like, had her head smashed in by a criminal alien. Fucking crazy. But the fact that when you're a waitress at KKK Fridays, again, like what are we talking about here? That's such a slimy smear. A waitress at KKK Fridays. Okay, so she's wearing red. She supports Donald Trump. Fine. Why does that make her a Nazi, a white supremacist? The KKK. I'm not a fan of that organization. Okay, but people have freedom of speech. That's fine. There can be a KKK. As we all know, it doesn't have widespread mainstream adoption. When's the last time you saw a KKK member that wasn't a Fed, right? When's the last time you saw like, oh, just a bunch of people in white hoodies? Like, when have you seen that? I've never seen that in real life. Like, I've never encountered a literal white supremacist that's like a member of the KKK. I've never encountered pamphlets. I had some Jehovah's Witnesses leave me a pamphlet today for, you know, Jesus's funeral, because I guess that just fucking happened. So anyway, say her name, Lakin Riley. Yeah. And our president can't even say her name properly. And you have this mainstream libtard show that's crashed and burned. It's done. The Daily Show is garbage. And they smear with that. It's just super cringe. Like, this is like, why? KKK. Yeah, she's a white. Yeah, she hates black people. What's the proof of that? She hates black people. She thinks that black people are nothing. All right. We're talking about the people, the Democrats. We're talking about the people that don't think that black people know how to get an ID. Black people don't know how to vote. Black people don't know where the DMV is. Black people are too stupid to vote. We have to talk slow and talk louder to black people because they're stupid. That's what the Democrats think. All right. So Republicans, conservatives, those people, plus like myself, people with logic and common sense, know that they're just people. They have a little bit more melanin. It's okay. They're just fine. They're doing just fine. Can everyone be doing better in this country? Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, the argument would be like, well, some people have it hard. Welcome to fucking life. You know, you're not going to solve everything. We're not going to ever live in a utopia where everyone just has everything, unless we keep drilling for cheaper energy and oil and nuclear. So if energy prices go down, everything gets cheaper. And then you have more prosperity from more people, but they don't want it. But my environment, but my global warming, no, scratch that. But my climate change. It's like, fine, you want more expensive energy. Let's shut down the pipeline so we have to get it from communist states like Venezuela and elsewhere and try to scratch and claw with intermittent energy and have grids going down. Yet we're moving everything to electric. We want, you know, no gas cars in the next 10, 20 years. So it's like, you want to drive energy costs up. Everything's going to go up. Things are going to fucking collapse. So all that being said, I forget where that rant was going. It was all legit, but anyway, let's get into a video. I forget where I was going with all that, but I think it stands on its own. Let's go with Michelle Clifford, number four. Ooh, Michelle, that was a good rant. It's a good rant. All right. Michelle, can you grab the dust buster and just vacuum out the corner? Because I think we're going to have some other guests meeting you over there. Okay. Okay, Michelle, thanks. Make sure you put the cover on those TPS reports, by the way. All right. This is a Michelle has chosen vaginoplasty. Vaginoplasty surgery. Oh boy. Oh boy. Where's this gonna go?
What's in the box?
Vaginoplasty. Okay. All right.
Yes. Ever. Yes. In layman's terms, if you get the people at the bottom, when you get your hole, it's like a gauge. You need to expand it and stretch it like a muscle.
Oh my God.
I am the danger.
Oh my God. We're going to have to put Michelle under the corner. Michelle's under the corner. Oh. Oh. If you don't know what a gauge is, it's like the earrings that you have to, like, you know, when people have the big hoop earrings, they're called gauge earrings, and it stretches out your earlobe. So you have to go with a smaller one and then stretch it with a bigger one. You're stretching the skin out. Jesus Christ. So again, it's a wound, right? You're cutting a, you're cutting a wound, or you're putting like a butthole in the puss, whatever the fuck it is. Ugh. Anyway, so you have to keep on stretching it because it's not. I don't want to be. All right. So if you have, if you're going to be eating soon, just keep this in mind. Sometimes they invert the penis, and because the penis has hair that grows on it, you start having, you have to shave inside your fake vagina because hair grows inside it because you're either, you're inverting your, it's disgusting. You don't, do not look up pictures. You will be, you will vomit, but they're out there. Okay. So this person is putting in a, you have to put a pump in to blow up the vagina, to open it up, to keep it open. Otherwise the wound's going to close. It's going to like close out, close and disappear and heal. Cause it's a.
Expand it and stretch it like a muscle. And in order for it to keep acting like a proper muscle, it has to stay active. You get what I'm saying? So it has to get used to opening and closing and opening and closing. And if you spend too much time not teaching it that, especially in the early stages, it will close and forget how to open. So if you are years after, it is still recommended that you give a tune-up if you are not utilizing it as often as you would like to.
Ladies, have you had your vagina seal up? Any ladies in the audience? Come on, fam. Don't look. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to Pop. I know that shit bleeds. Doesn't it? It just seals up sometimes, right? Some of you are probably like, it feels like it seals up if I don't use it enough. But, oh, it doesn't close. Like, it's supposed to be. It's an organ. It's supposed to be open. Yeah. So you have a fake one. Yeah, it'll close on you. It'll close on you. It'll be like the Mines of Moria. Speak, friend, and enter. And like the fucking pussy opens.
My cousin Balin will give us a royal welcome.
It's a tomb. Okay. Okay.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had come to pass.
So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide.
All right. Stop. Stop.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Okay. So let's get back to the fake vagina. All right.
And if you are, know that whatever you're using inside it will become your new depth, in the sense that, let's say you had 6 inches and now you're sitting at now and you use something that's 4. Sooner or later, it's only going to go to 4 because it will slowly forget. Even like it doesn't take, it's not nearly as quick as in like the first year, but it will still happen and it will sneak up on you. I went from 6 to about 3.5, 4, 3.5, 4, not 3.5, 4. I'm not that precise with it. I don't know how you could. But that's where I'm sitting at. And that is because years after my surgery, I just stopped for like months. And it just slowly went bye-bye. So it's not something you have to do like every single day for the rest of your life. But like a car, it needs a tune-up. So just make sure you, you know, say hi to her if you want to use her. If you don't, let her close. I don't fucking care. You know what I mean?
God damn it. Yeah, don't forget to stretch out your vagina wound. Oh, I didn't know what that was going to be. Nancy says, why are we watching this? I don't know what it is. I don't watch these things first. That I'm as grossed out as you guys are. I don't fucking be like, hey, put fake vagina videos in my folder. Hey, is there anything on the internet trending with vaginoplasty? You look up that hashtag. Jesus Christ.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right, so we get a little churchy. Let's see here. Your little toe beans. Little toe beans. Show everyone your toe beans. There they are. There they are. They're so cute. Show everyone your toe beans. Your little paw beans. Show them. Show them your little beans. They're so tiny. Close your legs. Close your legs, nasty. All right, and of course we have Tana. That was gross. That was gnar. That was pretty, that was intense. That was something. That was something. All right, so there's a lot of talk about. We've talked a lot about. We'll get into another video. Fam, pick a number 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. There's something that I wanted to clear up. Not that most of you that have triple digit IQs wouldn't understand, but I wanted to clarify because you had a bunch of people like Nancy Pelosi after the State of the Union saying that Biden shouldn't have said that Lake and Riley, here she was killed by an illegal. He just turned into this old grandpa that just hates people. Like, yeah, get off my lawn. He turned into his old, like, black people shouldn't have fingernails. Back in his old, what, like 1980s or 1990s days, his crime bill, right? Biden put more people in fucking prison. Now he's like, marijuana shouldn't be illegal. Perfect timing now that your son's a crackhead. So anyway, I want to clarify. He shouldn't have called the people, illegal. That's what Nancy Pelosi essentially said. Like, he should have said undocumented. So I want to clarify. Okay, well, let me explain how this works. So let's bring this up on the screen. All right, here's a little equation for those of you. Okay, undocumented is illegal. We all know that it's illegal to be undocumented. You need to have ID, your birth, you need to be a document person in this country. We all know that. So undocumented is illegal. It's illegal to be undocumented. Okay. Whether you're here on a permanent or a visa or whatever, you get married to a citizen, you still have documents showing that you are on a visa or you're on, right? There's legal things that you do. Like, oh, you have paperwork. You might not be a US citizen, but you have, you have evidence and you have proper documentation of what you're doing here and why and where you came from. And you have certain things you have to require that you'd have to do if you want to get citizenship or all that stuff. I don't know. I'm a citizen, but I'm sure some of you are aware. Okay. Undocumented equals illegal, which equals criminal. So if it's illegal to not have documentation, you are a criminal. You are breaking the law. If you break the law, you are a criminal, right? That's criminal activity. You're breaking the law. So undocumented is illegal. It's illegal. It's not legal. It's against the law. You need to be documented. So if you're not documented, it's illegal, which makes you a criminal. right? When you call someone a criminal or you did something that was criminal, you had a criminal activity. That's different. Like, you're a criminal. Okay. Like, that's, you know, that's like, you know, just a general identification. You could break the law and be like, well, I didn't, you know, it wasn't sinister. You didn't assault someone. Maybe you misdemeanor, right? You can make an argument, whatever. And I said, it's because it's illegal to be undocumented, which means you're breaking the law, making you a criminal. The language matters. And again, if you know you're 1984, you know that language matters. That's why authoritarians always try to attack the language. That goes back. I know it's been talked about endlessly, and so have we. That's why the 2+2=5 thing is so historically, like in literature, that's the classic trope. 2+2=5. If they can, again, but that's what we've been dealing with, you know, what's a woman, right? If you can break the fundamental definitions of things that we take that root us to reality, right? A woman is an adult human female. Oh, I don't know what a woman is. Oh, bullshit. You're fucking lying. You're a liar and you're evil. You're just a liar. Okay. These are people that have lied to themselves so much. They don't even have a sense of self anymore. That's a huge part about what they just lie to themselves all the time. They've lied to themselves so much that they don't know what is truth anymore. That's what these people have done to so many. And social media has not helped with that because you get attention. And again, it's the cult. Again, it's part of this whole manipulation with language. So the same thing with 2+2=5. We know it equals 4. But if they can get you to say that a woman is, oh, well, we don't know what a woman is now. At 2+2, well, we don't know what the math actually is. If they can break that foundational, I mean, it could have easily, 2+2 could have been equals 5. You could say 1+1=3. It's the same thing as that. It's incorrect. It's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. There's no possible way that it's correct. But if they can actually get you to bow down and take a knee to that, it's not so much about whether that's correct. It's that you will say what you're supposed to say and you will think what we tell you to think. That's all it is. Just control. Okay. And again, a lot of this has to happen or goes along with these people not having kids, not having families. So when you have children, and again, I don't have kids yet, but I'm aware of the dynamic. I'm aware of having responsibilities under me. You have dogs, you have kids, you understand there's responsibilities and there's things that you are able to control. Okay. And these women, like, but again, you don't have children is different because children outlast you. Your dogs and stuff, they don't outlast you. So children are hope. That's the future. That's what's going to, that's the reason why you become a good person. You want to leave the world better for them. You don't want to leave the world a hot fucking disaster mess because they leave behind. You care about your kids. You want them to be successful. So you want the world to be a better place. So people generally get more conservative. That's why what happens with birth control that we talked about, I'm tying this all together, birth control and feminism and all this nonsense of equality without equal responsibility in our culture. And then what you have is just people that don't have families. They are lonely. They're looking to control something. When you have a kid, you control the kid. When you have dogs and animals, you control the animals. But when you have a child, like that's when you're an authoritarian, you know, parents, you know, you tell your kid what to do and they do it or they don't eat or they don't get to go so-and-so or like they have to do their chores or get certain grades or whatever it is. They have to complete, they have responsibilities if they want to have good things happen, if they want to go to the movies on the weekend or go to their friend's house or whatever the fuck it is. So, but you're in control. And when people don't have that kind of control, they don't have that centering, that purpose in their life, they look to these fucking insane things and they latch onto anything. And the problem with this kind of just corruption of language is that it breaks people's foundational attachment to reality. And then anything goes. And that's why we're seeing shit spiral out of control. But hopefully it's being tied off. I feel like there's progress being made, but at the same time, shit always darkest before the dawn. Shit's always going to like spike down. So we're coming to a head. We're peaking right now, fam. So, I mean, bottom line, you got to be prepared, but also look at it as life and as like a wild ride because this shit's going to get fucking, this shit hasn't even started to get crazy yet. So anyway, that's the reason behind the language being very important. So what we call these people, they're undocumented. They're fucking criminals. They're criminals. Let me ask you if, let's say, pick a store. Let's say Walmart's closed. And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. It's not a 24-hour Walmart. It's like, no, I want to go to Walmart. Why? Because I feel like going to Walmart because they have stuff in there and I want to go in there. If I go in the middle of the night, now I know if you go to certain, if you're in certain states and stuff like that, they won't arrest you. You just take it, just walk out with it. But let's talk about a logical society. Just go in there and I want to go to Walmart. So I'm going to go in even though it's closed. That's the same thing. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's private property. It's not my business. I can't just fucking go in when I want to. Same thing about coming into a country. It's not your country. You can't just come in when you want. You can't just walk in and do shit. You can't just walk in and shop and fucking get money and sleep in other people's beds and stuff. No, no, no. You don't belong here. It's not your house. You come into my house. You can't come into my house. You can't come into my shop, my store, my office. Why can't you come into the fucking country? It's retarded. Doesn't make any sense. I got to pay shitloads of fucking taxes so we can send it to these fucking criminals? Let alone Ukraine or Gaza or anything else? Like, fuck all that shit. That's my money. How dare you send my shit, especially without, you know, my consent. It's insane. I'm so sick. This government's a fucking disaster. Burn it all to the ground. Not literally, but opt out. You know, take a stand. Just, you know, things and entities. The government's not just people. It's this idea. And I'm not against having, you know, a federal government, but maybe 10% of the size. More local. Move where you want. That's it. Anyway. It's just these kind, like authority only has power if you give it to them. If you listen, if everyone's like, ah, shut up. Same thing with like the border crossings and DeSantis were like, no, F you. No, we're not going to do that. It's like, yeah, what is going to happen? No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to send money here. No, we're not going to agree with that. It's not that. It's not that complex. It's. Shit will change really quickly. Really quickly. That's why the mainstream, the corporate media, and the legacy media is so paranoid about other narratives, because it'll fracture the entire society as they've created. But that's their opinion. That's their opinion. All right. We got, we talked about that guy's fake vagina. Let's go with Rye Guy 44, number 3. This is called Fat Reminder. Oof.
What's in the box?
Oof. All right.
This is your friendly fat reminder to tell you that this right here, actually, it's not called a fupa.
Holy shit.
This is a belly. And I'm a big bitch who weighs over 300 pounds, and I happen to have a big belly.
No shit.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with being fat.
You can say there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing right about that. I'm a big bitch. Friendly fat reminder. I happen to have a big belly. That is hanging over. That's all right. Look, if a guy wants to find your vagina, he shouldn't have to like move. He shouldn't have, that's like a tarp filled with water. It's like lifting it up, right? You look up, you think you're in Indiana Jones, because you see a boulder rolling towards your face. You know, you should, every time you, like, it's like, I'm going to go down on her. And you just hear the guy from Taken. Good luck. Good luck with that shit. If you find it. Hello down there. Hello. Hello. Hello.
That's a huge bitch.
All right. Nothing to be proud about. Nothing to be proud about. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your opinion. You're welcome to it. Whomever that is, you're welcome to your opinion. Most people that are going to speak their mind will disagree, but hey, I'm sure there's someone out there with a fat fetish. All right. I just think it's grotesque. I think it's gross to allow your body to be like that and to pretend like it's something you've achieved. That's not a fupa, that's a belly. Yeah, we know. What are you talking about? I know, I can see it. I can see it. It's like a massive... It's like the muffin just kept on pouring out. You put way too much dough in there. Get it? All right, one more. One more. Why not? It's Swole Sud Saturday. Let's go with Brennan. Brennan the Ocho. Brennan Ocho. Number two, Brennan, you are on your way to the corner. Last one.
What's in the box?
This is called Fat Liberation is Not New. We know.
I see that you're following me, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Okay, I'm going to pause it. This looks like Pumpkin Face's twin, right? Is this like pumpkin, like cousin of Pumpkin Face? Right? It's like, this always reminds me of like, it's like a Dylan Mulvaney Pumpkin Face like blend, right?
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment
not
on
my
it.
Place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
I see that you're following me, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this one. Fat liberation is not new. I didn't come up with it. It is something that fat people have been talking about for years and years and years. If you're on this corner of the internet, that means that you are in some way interested or deeply connected to queerness and specifically transness. There are lots of queer and trans folks that are fat. One of the things that's wrong with our culture is that we care more about people like me who fit the media ideal body type way more.
All right, I'm going to pause it right there. I see your body type and you need to go to the fucking gym and eat some steak, bro. All right. Don't go around talking about you got the ideal body type. Just saying, all right. Not talking like don't. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
We care about fat people. Our society is structured to be anti-fat, and I think it's wrong that just because of someone's body size that they deal with systemic marginalization.
Ooh, good word. Good word. I'm always excited when there's new combo. Systemic marginalization. Ooh, I thought you were going to go with racism or systemic bigotry. Systemic marginalization. Good one. Good one. Who has, any of you have systemic marginalization on your bingo card? Ooh, that was nice. That was a nice one. I'm gonna hear that again. That's a fucking soundboard right there.
Someone's body size that they deal with systemic marginalization. In the same way that it's wrong that because of my gender identity or my sexual orientation, I am also systemically marginalized. None of us are free until all of us are free, and fatness still seems to be one of the last socially acceptable forms of discrimination.
Okay, I'm gonna pause you. That was, come on, rate that out of 10. That was... Oh my, that felt great. I might be a pound less. That was some serious. That was. Oh, that made this whole episode worth it.
And that's wrong. If breaking down systems that dehumanize other people, in this instance, fat people, is too much for you, why?
Oh God, James is smiling. All right, before we blow our brains out, let's check out this transformation. That was a 10. That was like a 10 and a half. I think I fucked up the bandwidth. I see that the bandwidth is kind of like fluctuating right now. I think I vibrated the modem or something. All right. It's called 91 pounds. 91 pounds. Let's see what happens. I'm going to mute it because it's probably going to be horrendous music.
Look at me. Look at me.
Not wrong. I taste good, but I just had to redirect my cooking. Why is it so okay?
Anyway, I redirect my cookie. You listen to this. You're like, that sucks.
All right, so 91 pounds. Look at her sad face. Now, this is like the belly that we talked about earlier. The woman was proud about it. 91 pounds. That doesn't even look like the same person. All right, well, good for you. Good for you. Excellent. Sometimes people lose so much weight, it doesn't even look like the same person. Of course, she has her hair done, not pulled back. She's tan. She's much leaner. That's a whole different person. That's fantastic. Good for you. Hopefully you weren't using Monjaro. Fam, let's give away the Swole card, and then we are going to watch a throwback. So let's give away the Swole card. Falcon, kick us away. I know. Let's go. Music up. Tits out. Sick fucking games. Hashtag sick fucking games. Hashtag SFGs. Hashtag SFGs. Oh, we got a winner. It's, oh, fan fucking tastic. Is that who I think it is? It is. It's Aaron in the Telegram chat. Congratulations, Bro Jackson. I got a reply. All right, Aaron, congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swolecard 2864 in the subject, your mailing address in the bio of the email. Congratulations, Aaron. I hearted the earlier one, but I'll heart this one too to remind you guys. Of course it's rigged. it's not. Don't be a whiny Matt. Don't be a Matt. All right. Thank you for playing, everyone. And congratulations, Aaron, in the Daily Swole T-Gram chat. But we got a throwback in just a few moments, so we'll take some soundboard requests. Aaron, you got a soundboard request? I got one.
No need to stop being
lazy. Let's get started off there.
Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
We'll take soundboard requests. What up, beaches?
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
Oh, shit.
Tuck.
Cerny said Aaron's getting a gummer. Holy. Holy moly.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Emotional damage.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
Go fuck yourself.
Ain't nothing like a hummer from a gamma.
Lieutenant Dan.
What is it best to move through silence and woman?
Yes. Oh, church.
Sweeping.
Just got those eyes looking up at me.
I see you, baby.
I see you, baby girl. Daddy sees you. I see you, baby.
I see you, baby. I see you, baby girl. I see you.
Oh, I see you too, Tangy Man.
Aww. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I'm the most wanted man on my island. Except I'm not on my island, of course. More's the pity.
Come on, stop whining.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Chin scratching?
Calling at me, church. Don't hit it. Don't hit the piano cut. Daddy's gotta go coast to coast. Yeah, fucking nailed it. Fucking nailed it. I nailed it. You got a throwback. Who's ready for a throwback? Who's ready? Who's ready? All right, let's pick a throwback. Here's Churchy. Oh, she's so cute. She's so cute. Look at her. Look at her. Daddy gives you kisses. He gives you the kisses, and I gotta do the things. All right, let's see. Let's do a throwback. What's it gonna be? You're a little fat. Let's go here. Let's go with this one. What do you think, Church? 176? Okay, let's do that one.
Fat at Zara's. Your little fat at Zara series. I don't think you realize how offensive this series actually is to, like, fat. thousands and thousands of women.
What is happening here?
Let's just sum it up with, like, no one fucking cares. You can get your feelings hurt all you want, or you can take better care of your health and then let people do what they're gonna do.
So Zara's sizing actually only goes up to a size 14 or XXL.
Oh no.
If you need more than a double XL, then you need better lifestyle habits. Yep. Period. End of story.
Take care of yourself.
Now, I know that fat is a neutral term.
What?
But to
how's this going,
take the term fat and just, like, blow up this whole video series based on, oh, I'm fat at Zara, I'm a size 14.
You're fat making a video.
That's so offensive to, like, plus size women as a whole and actual fat people.
Get over it.
Just want to nibble on you. Oh, crazy people are going to be crazy. Everyone say hi, churchy. Pinkston Churchill, everyone. Yay. Clap, 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 clap. Look at your little bellies. Look at your little bellies. I love you. I give you kisses. Because you're so cute. Ah, Pinkston Churchill, so cute. And that video, absolutely insane. Fam, thanks for being here. Happy Saturday night. Go to the fucking gym. Go eat some steak. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And we'll be back tomorrow for Ask Papa Swole Live. So we're just taking questions tomorrow. I hope you show up. And I will send you that swole text and such. Again, if you want to catch the full show, head on over to rumble.com/thedailyswole. And of course, join the fam today, swolenormousx.com. And today I am rocking an old school shirt, the Gym Riz. And of course, you can get 20% off all sorts of new releases, fam. We got a lot of new releases over there on papaswolio.com. Shameless plug, as always, check out the new releases. Go to the homepage. If you don't know what it looks like that. That's my nip. All right, I'll back up a little bit. We got some, look at that guy. Look at that fucking guy, Swole Privilege. 20% off new releases, scrolling down. We got the best sellers, Barbell Girl, Go to the Fucking Gym, Lats, Glutes, Biceps, Triceps, and Quads. We got the Super Swole Bros, Gaindolf, Depth Vader, Teenage Mutant Lifting Turtles, You Can't Lift With Us, Go to the Fucking Gym, Swole Signal, Back to the Fucking Gym, Forest Pump, Fuck Your Pink Drink. Look at these designs. New releases, SpongeBob Swole Pants, Vamos al Puto Gimnasio, Dora the Swole Explorer, I Warm Up With Your Max, Make Shaming Great Again, Shred, Play on Shrek, and of course, we have the Finding Nemo, Just Keep Lifting. Go check out all the designs. Just go scroll through the collections. It's a fucking blast, and I really appreciate everyone that has picked up some merch. Go check it out. Also, we got a link there, too. If you want to get a personalized video, you could check me out on Cameo, cameo.com/PapaSwolio, but the link is also over there on papaswolio.com. So just scrolling through that banner. So go check out all the amazing designs. We got mugs, we got ringtones, we got flags, we got everything. Go check it out, and we'll be back tomorrow for 2865. Peace, McGeese, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't laugh and they so mad, it's like...
Then I found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fan.